We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is The Goose That Lays Chocolate Eggs. Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for calming nap times, relaxing bedtimes, or for when you just need to unwind with a soothing story. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight we will hear about a very remarkable pet goose that lays chocolate eggs. Let's begin our egg-citing tale now. The Goose That Lays Chocolate Eggs. There once was a little boy and a little girl who lived on a little farm. The little girl and little boy had a pet goose that they adored. They would play outside together with their goose, splashing around in mud puddles and making happy honking sounds together.
Honk.
Each night before bed, the little girl and boy would say goodnight to the goose.
Good night, goose!
And gently pat it on its head. The goose would coo and go to sleep. One morning, the little girl and boy woke up and went to check on their pet goose in the barnyard. To their amazement, the goose had laid a chocolate egg.
Wow!
The two children split the chocolate egg in half and ate a piece.
What a treat!
Thank you so much for the gift, goose.
The goose honked happily. Now the children started to find a chocolate egg under the goose each and every morning. They were so happy to have such a special friend. Meanwhile, a mean old magician was passing through the town. He was down on his luck because all of his tricks kept backfiring on him. He was walking down the road when he spotted the special goose in the barnyard. The magician hid behind a tree and watched the children fetch a chocolate egg out from under the goose.
Wocus pocus! That goose is just the thing I need to spice up my magic act. If I had a goose that laid chocolate eggs as my main attraction, I would surely make a fortune.
So the magician waited until the children were out of sight, then snuck into the barnyard to snatch the goose. The goose honked angrily.
Hey, shut your beak, you goofy goose!
The mean old magician ran away with the goose to its secret magician's lair. He put the goose in an old bird cage and took out his wand.
Now we need to practice our act before the big magic show tomorrow. When I say the magic words, you lay a chocolate egg, all right? Abra-egg-dabra!
But the goose just sat there and rolled its eyes.
Huh. Well, let me try this again. Bibbidi-bobbidi-goose!
But the goose still did nothing.
Chocolate-kazam!
The goose just sighed and pouted. The mean old magician took his wand and bopped the goose on the head. The goose honked back angrily.
Well, you better lay a chocolate egg when we are up on stage tomorrow, or you'll be sorry, you goober of a goose.
The next day was the mean old magician's big magic show. Word was spreading that the magician had a new act. Everyone wanted to see the goose that could lay a chocolate egg. The crowd gathered. Then the magician and the goose took the stage.
For my first act, I will make this goose lay a chocolate egg. Why? Because I'm the best magician in the whole world.
The magician lifted his wand in the air and said the magic words.
Presto chocolate eggo!
But the goose just sat there and snorted. There was quiet snickering coming from the audience.
Hey, this is not funny anymore. You good-for-nothing goose!
The magician whispered as the audience's snickering grew louder and louder.
I command you to lay a chocolate egg!
The goose honked angrily at the magician, who raised his wand, ready to bop the goose in the head. But the goose caught the wand with its beak and broke it in half. The audience erupted with laughter.
Some magician this guy turned out to be.
The embarrassed magician yelled out to the crowd.
Oh yeah? You think this is easy? I bet none of you could make this bird brain lay a chocolate egg.
Just then, two audience members stood up in the crowd.
We can!
It was the little boy and the little girl, the goose's rightful owners. They marched up to the stage and gave the goose a hug. The goose was so relieved and happy to see its friends that it laid a chocolate egg. Then another, and then another. Soon there was a great big pile of eggs on the stage, enough for every member of the audience to have a treat. They cheered for the girl and boy and for the very special goose. The goose honked happily all the way back home. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. If you enjoyed today's tale, then be sure to go to storyspectacular.com and sign up for the Story Squad. You will get access to episode illustrations and printable activity pages. Just go to storyspectacular.com and enter your email at the bottom of the homepage. And if you want to support the show, then please leave us a 5-star rating and review. Help us get the word out so that even more friends can tune in to Sleepy Time Tales 2.
Sleepy Time.